Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My name is Jonas.
Oh my God. Jonas, that sound.
You are stretching today.
Hi, welcome in. Jones and Mego with Arcan. It's a pretty good synopsis, I'd say, of how the show's been going over the last week or so.
You are stretching today.
Not just today, every day. Although, you know what, Mego? Good news. I don't think we have to stretch much today. I think Jaylen Brown did most of the work for us here today with his second bombshell interview in a week. Second bombshell interview in, like, what, 4 days, 5 days, whatever it's been?
It's racking them up.
Seriously. Like, start with that. Before we get into any specifics, Jaylen Brown sitting down with the New York Times on Friday and talking about how much he hates Boston. And then today with The Ringer, and both these interviews were done in the past. The one with The New York Times was done in Houston last week. This one with The Ringer, and we're going to get to some of the specifics, was done in January. Like, what are you trying to accomplish with two interviews like this, which the overall message, too long, didn't read, is, I want out. I'm done with the city. I'm done with my teammates. I'm done with the coaches. I'm done. What are you trying to accomplish with two of those in less than a week?
I have a feeling that this one from The Ringer got pushed up a little bit after the one from The New York Times came out on Friday. So the New York Times one dropped Friday. I have a feeling this one's been in the can for a little while. Maybe they were waiting for the first round of the playoffs or something, you know, to get to jumpstart the NBA news cycle in the playoffs. And then the one on Friday dropped, and they go, oh, okay, we got to
rush this thing out.
We got to put this out there now because we got our own spin on this, and it's even better. I mean, I think that this one is a lot more telling than the one. The piece on Friday was great and very insightful and thought-provoking. This one feels more damning to the overall situation with Jaylen's future in Boston.
So I would agree. I think there's a lot more in this one when it comes to his issues with the team, with Tatum, the coaching, issues with Udoka leaving, said some things about Kyrie, said some things about Kanye. There's a lot in this story, and I think there's more to it. And I was listening to Fourier and Fitzy just now, and so maybe you're familiar with some of the details in the story. If you are, you can weigh in. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about Jaylen and his future in Boston? How do you feel about these latest comments? Again, 617-779-7937.
That's great.
Let's dive right into him. You shouldn't feel great, Alex. Which, you know, that guy. Anyway, when it comes to Jaylen Brown and wanting to stay in Boston, you ready for these? Strap it. If you haven't heard him yet, buckle in. This is going to be a wild ride.
You're not going to like it either, by the way.
When asked whether he wants to stay in Boston long term, pretty direct question. Brown is non-committal. Quote, I don't know. As long as I'm needed, it's not up to me, he says. Not a good start. We'll see how they feel about me over time, and I feel about them over time. Hopefully, whatever it is, it makes sense, but I'll stay where I'm wanted. I'll stay where I'm needed and treated correct. And so he's saying he doesn't even know if they want him right now because of what? The trade rumors over time? So to me, that's just, that is a red flag to end all red flags. We'll see how they feel about me over time and how I feel about them. I mean, if you don't know by now, are you going to stay? If you don't know by now, how can they sell him at this point in time? Like, I feel like it's almost water under the bridge and done at this point, Mego, which is how we've been talking since late last week, or at least how I've been talking. I've been wondering if he's done. These comments make me think he's done.
So it's really interesting to me that he chose two essentially national outlets. Neither of these guys are local guys to talk to about this in this very short period of time where a lot of the, I guess, like deeper interviews that we've gotten from Jalen, especially over the last year, have been him sitting side by side with Jason Tatum and them both saying, oh, yeah, we had to grow this way and grow that way. And we're, you know, it was always this united front. This feels more like a response to the most recent trade rumors, and they dive into it, and I'm sure we're going to hit it, but a direct response to his name once again after they get to the NBA Finals last year, his name being thrown out there for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And he talks about it and says, like, I don't know what the direction of this franchise is. He doesn't trust the Celtics. I'm not even sure that it's that he doesn't want to be here anymore, but he's tired of feeling like he has to look over his shoulder that he might get traded anytime that another star shakes loose. And at what point does he convince them that he's a star that should be here, that he shouldn't be the first guy to get, you know, passed around on possible trade rumors anytime an aging star shakes loose somewhere else?
Well, and again, he just knows if I'm going to continue to be in trade rumors, one of these days it's going to be out of my hands. Let me put it in my hands. Let me demand a trade, or let me walk in a year or whatever it is, because then it's on my terms and not on theirs. When asked about how long he wants to play with Tatum, I didn't like this either, Arcan. Jalen keeps his focus on the immediate future. Quote, I just enjoy the time that you have now. If it's your whole career, it's your whole career. If not, it's not.
Hmm.
Some of the greatest players of all time haven't finished with their organization. And like, Jalen, don't compare yourself to Michael Jordan, but okay.
But he did.
But he's going to go here. Michael Jordan retired a Wizard.
He did.
As much as we like it here and enjoy being here, you see where life takes you. You see how the process goes, and all you do is really focus on what's in front of you right now, to be honest. But I don't really know or want to answer that question. Yikes. Because that type of stuff makes Celtics fans speculate and go crazy. Yeah, I wonder why. This is going to make them speculate, Jalen. Especially right now. I'll just say we'll get there when we get there. So Arcan, he won't commit to the Celtics. He won't commit to finishing his career in Boston. He won't commit to sticking it out with Tatum. The question was about Tatum.
Right.
And he cites Michael Jordan playing for the Wizards. Like, this is terrible.
And also, you're Scottie Pippen at most, so there's that too. And he didn't finish his career with the Bulls either. What annoys me the most about this answer, and there were some other ones that I had a bit of a problem with, but this one in particular, is when he says speculation makes Celtics fans go crazy, especially right now. Look at the timing of all this. There are 10 games left in the regular season, and the playoffs are about to start, and Jaylen Brown is telling anybody who will listen how much he doesn't like the coaches, and he doesn't like the organization, he doesn't like the city, and he doesn't like anything, and he can't wait to get out of here. That's basically what he's been doing, and he's initiating all of that. I mean, you know, he could say no to these interviews. The Ringer, how long do you think he sat down with that guy? It's The Ringer. It took me like 5 days to read that thing. And, you know, the New York Times thing was a long one, too. He's sitting down and taking his time and very methodically letting everybody know all this stuff at a very important part of the NBA season. So at some point, I feel like the Celtics, the organization, is going to look at him and say, what are we doing here? Why are we bending? Why are we trying to placate this guy? This is a very important time. He hasn't won anything. We haven't won anything in a long time. And he's here now blowing everything up at the end of the season. What is this? That's, yeah, especially right now, Jalen, you're right. And it's happening right now because you're choosing to make it happen right now. So please, you know, like, spare me with that.
Yeah.
So, Arcan, you bring that up. I mean, the conversation, I'm sure that there were follow-ups, but the conversation here took place in January. So this is how he was feeling in January. And, you know, the Ringer can release this whenever they want to release it. They've obviously been sitting on it for months at this point. This was before the All-Star deadline. I read this and I assume that some of these emotions are even worse.
I agree.
Because the team is in a such rougher spot than they were in January. In January, they were sitting at the top of the league. This is, they're in a different position now. So I'm not going to come at Jalen for something that he said in January getting released now.
Did he have the New York Times conversation in January too?
That was last week.
That was last week.
It was the Houston game.
A lot of the same things is
being
said here.
Absolutely. I'm just saying for this one in particular, like there's some, I think, pretty telling stuff in here. And I can't assume that he's sitting, like he's been playing well. He's had the most consistent play of all the starters since the All-Star break. But I can't imagine he's sitting here feeling better about the Celtics overall.
So, no, definitely not. And I think it's a great point. Like, January, he was pissed. They've been playing like garbage. He's got to watch Grant Williams take the final shot of a game. He's got to be red-hot nuclear against Houston the same day, 24 hours after he talks to the New York Times, and he doesn't get the last shot in
Never gets
game,
the ball at the end of any
where,
game.
Where Tatum blows the layup. The team's awful right now. He's probably even more pissed than he was back in January. So how do you feel about these comments? 617-779-7937. He won't commit to Boston. He won't commit to playing with Tatum. And I wonder what it all means for the Celtics. Like, we keep talking about what's wrong with the team, Mego. We're like, what is wrong with the team? Marcus Smart isn't right. Rob Williams might be soft. Jason Tatum looks checked out and or tired, right? Grant Williams is in the doghouse. Derek White doesn't play. It's like all these things. One of the things we thought was okay was Jaylen Brown. He's on pace to get the Supermax. He's having a great season. Like, you shouldn't have been too worried about Jaylen Brown and the way he was playing. And then the last 5 days have happened with these two interviews. And it's like, oh, what's wrong with the Celtics? Maybe it's not Joe Mazzulla. Maybe it's your second best player wants out. Maybe it's that your second best player is done here in Boston. Maybe that's what's wrong with the Celtics. So again, what do you make of these comments? What do you make about two interviews in a week? 617-779-7937. Guys who want to stay, guys who are happy, guys who like it here, don't do that. You say no to the interview, like Arkan said. And speaking of interviews, this one was ringing in my ears when I was reading this story. Wick Grosbeck to Greg Hill. Shortly after the All-Star break, when was this? I forget when it was. Right after the trade deadline?
February 17th.
Thank you. February 17th, says Ryan. I said at the time, I'm like, why does Wick have to assure Jaylen Brown he's not going it? Why does the owner have to run downstairs and assure Jaylen Brown he's not going anywhere? Let's hear this again.
What happens in the league is that agents leak names and agents of people not even, or other teams. I mean, Brad's probably on the phone with every team, definitely every week during the season, just saying, who do you like? Who's playing well? Who do you like in our roster? You know, just, and he files it away in that, like, his mental database, you know? So that's just that. They talk all the time about everything. That doesn't mean a trade is proposed. And Jalen's not going anywhere. And he knew that before the trading deadline because I told him personally.
Okay. I thought that was weird at the time. Why does Wick have to assure him he's not going anywhere? I thought that was weird then. Now it makes sense. Why are the Celtics off? What's wrong with the Celtics? It's Jalen. He's not happy. Your number two player isn't happy, doesn't like the situation, doesn't like the city. What's wrong with the team? Jaylen Brown. That's why you're going down the toilet right now.
Well, hold on. So they're going down the toilet, but Jaylen Brown is playing consistently better than any other starter.
Yeah, but is he easy to get along with right now? I have no idea. How is he to be around right now? How is it to coach him? Like, if one of your best players doesn't want to be there, it's not functional. The Celtics look dysfunctional. That makes sense. One of your best players doesn't want to be there. Yes, he's playing fine on the court, Mego. But I think this is the problem with the team right now. I do. Your number two player doesn't want to be here. He wants out. That's dysfunctional. That's why they look dysfunctional.
See, I understand where you're coming from, and I think it's totally valid to draw those conclusions that he doesn't want to be here. When I read this, my biggest takeaway from him is, can I get some freaking respect? I've never been respected here, speaking as Jalen right now. That's what I took away. I haven't been respected since draft night. They booed me. They didn't want me. There's a toxic piece of the fan base that's never going to love me. Jason Tatum's fans are never going to be my fans. Guess what? My fans are never going to be Jason Tatum's fans. But you don't know anything about what's going on between Tatum and I. You asked me to help pick out a coach. I helped pick out a coach. That coach took us to the finals. Then you fired him for some hanky-panky off the court. Now I'm back here. I'm the only one who's playing consistently. The star has disappeared since All-Star break. I can't even get a look at the end of the game, and anytime some guy over 30 shakes loose anywhere else, my name gets dragged out there. So can someone give me some freaking respect and tell me that they want me to get the Supermax here, because nobody ever says that, and that they want me to be here for my entire career. Can someone say it once? That's how I took this, because nobody says that. Nobody says that about Jalen. It's all Jason, 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 and I get it, because Tatum's the better player, but eventually, your number two player, who's also going to be all NBA and never gets a sniff at the end of the game from the coach that he didn't choose. The coach he chose is gone. The coach that he didn't choose. And he's sitting there going, does anyone care? Does anyone care? Because look, the way that this starts is he says he feels like a commodity for the Celtics.
The easiest way to get recognition, to get all the adulation, go get your own team. My guess is he's gone. I felt this way with the New York Times story. I feel even more that way now that I've read this one with The Ringer. And we'll keep working our way through it here on Jones and Mego with Arkham with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But go ahead and ask, what's wrong with the Celtics? We've all been wondering. Two words. What's wrong with the Celtics? Jaylen Brown. That's what's wrong with them right now. We'll get to your phone calls right after Trending with Arkham.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It takes sacrifice, you know, on my behalf, you know. It's definitely a lot of opportunities that, you know, you can be a guy, but the ultimate goal for me and Jason has always been to win games. So, you know, when you see team dynamics, there's nothing wrong with doing your job on a team. So throughout my career, you know, I've learned to be and play the role that has been needed for me to play. And I think that's a part of why the success has been able to happen, being able to humble yourself and be like, yeah, I know I could be something somewhere else, but there's no problem being a great team guy and winning here in Boston.
Jaylen Brown at the All-Star break. We played that for you a lot. It's worth listening to. He was telling you he wasn't happy then. He's making sacrifices to win a title. Who normally likes to make sacrifices? When is sacrifice a good thing? Like, sometimes you'll sacrifice for the greater good, but sacrifice means you're giving something up in the meantime. He was trying to tell you then he wasn't happy. And now he's right in your face telling you. With the New York Times on Friday, and today, The Ringer, an interview that took place in January. So he hasn't been happy for a long time. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're with you until 6 o'clock, taking all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can react to all the latest that Jaylen Brown had to say to The Ringer. And we'll work our way through his relationship specifically with Jason Tatum. Wouldn't commit to Boston, wouldn't commit to Tatum. But I'll just say this. When I say that the problem with the Celtics right now is Jaylen Brown, his play on the court is great. His play on the court is tremendous. And I don't blame him if he has a problem with the city. Like, some of the things he said to the New York Times, I'll just reiterate my stance on that. What he said to the New York Times, I can't buy a house, I can't start a business. Like, all that stuff, I think, is very valid. I think that's a valid reason to be pissed at the city.
It's the reasons, I mean, not for the exact same STEM reasons, but the reasons most people leave Boston.
Yes, yes, sure. So, you know, he has different financial means, but he's alluding to other things. So, look, I take all that at face value. I buy into all that. I believe that. I don't brush that aside. I think the basketball stuff, he has way, way, way less of a leg to stand on. Way less. You're upset because you were in some trade rumors? You're in trade rumors for Durant,
Hall of Famers.
Durant and Anthony Davis and guys like this. Like, and not getting shots at the end of the game. Some nights I agree with him. The Houston game, you know me, I disagreed with you guys the other day. I'm like, that game in Salt Lake, I still would have given the final shot to Tatum. The Houston game I thought was egregious. But so, I don't know that he has a great leg to stand on with some of that other stuff. Personally, and we can agree to disagree. I know you feel differently, Mego. And I think the key takeaway is he feels differently. He's done with it. He's over it. And I think when one of your top players isn't happy, it can unravel a team. And I think that's what's happening. He's not happy and the team's unraveling. We haven't been able to put our finger on what's wrong with the team.
Oh, I mean, I think I have.
This is it. It's blinking in your face.
See, I trace this back to the departure from Ime Udoka. I mean, the departure of Ime Udoka, which he talks about here. Mm-hmm. And,
Both he and Tatum talked about it at the All-Star game, too. Tatum called him his most favorite coach at the All-Star game.
I can understand why he's not here anymore. I mean, as much of info has been out there, like, okay, he's not here. They made the decision that's right for the organization, ethically, everything. He's gone. But whatever, it's created a huge void here. And it seems like my concern with this team has always been their egos, their relationships with one another, their understanding their roles on the team, on the floor, in the locker room. And now it's a mess again. It's just a mess again. And without Ime Udoka, it's a mess again.
One thing you can say about Jaylen Brown, at least he's not doing the Kyrie thing, where he's like, yeah, if you'll have me back, I want to stay and resign. And then he turns 180 at the end. He's telegraphing this pretty flagrantly, I would say. And I think that, all in all, I mean, when you take in the totality of what he said and sort of what his attitude is and kind of some fears that we had last year. I mean, when the Donda thing started up, and we can get to that part of the article, too, because I think there's a lot in there.
Yep.
But when that all happened, what did we say? Oh, okay, he wants to be marketed by Kanye West. You're not going to be – you can't achieve what you want to achieve when there's another guy there in town with you who's clearly the bigger star than you are. You don't go and sign with Kanye West to live in the shadow of Jason Tatum for the next 7 years. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I always thought that was a realistic thing. And then when he dropped on that, I thought, all right, well, maybe he's more into the team thing. Maybe this is going on. Maybe he softened on Boston. He hasn't softened on Boston at all.
No, he hasn't. And, you know, when it comes to Jaylen Brown and his frustrations, I'm worried he's gone this offseason. I said this yesterday. I'm worried he's gone this offseason. Not make it till the end of his deal. This year. If they don't win, that's the goal, right? We all agree that's the goal. We argued about this with Scal last week. It's very clearly the goal. If they don't achieve it, they came up short. They choked. They were the best team in the NBA. They're the most talented team in the NBA anyway. And if they don't win, they choked. So if they don't reach their goal, I'm worried he's gone this offseason. I think there are big changes about to happen with this Celtics team if they can't right the ship. And I don't feel good about him righting the ship. I don't know about you. 617-779-7937. How are we feeling about Jaylen Brown at this hour? His second interview in a week where basically he won't commit to Boston. Basically, he won't commit to continuing forward with Tatum. Barry's in Springfield. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, I don't follow the Celtics a whole lot, but I do read the Sunday Times magazine every week. And I read the interview with him, not knowing anything about him. And I walked away from that interview thinking, he's a smart guy. He understands problems in the community. He's committed to change. I walked away with a positive feeling about him and did not see anything about, you know, I'm unhappy with the Celtics.
You didn't see anything in the story in the New York Times that he wasn't unhappy with the Celtics, Barry, or the city of Boston?
Oh, he was unhappy with the city of Boston.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Got it.
But the other piece of it was he's speaking honestly about his feelings. How many Tom Brady interviews have you listened to?
Yeah. No, Barry, look, Barry, so I don't want to crush him for speaking honestly. Arcan just made this point. It's like he's not being Kyrie.
He's not lying to you.
Good, fine. You're being honest. Now, honestly, this is how you feel. So what does it tell you? And he's right. The New York Times one wasn't so much about him disliking the Celtics. That's more the Ringer story that we're getting into today. But the New York Times one is very clear he wasn't happy with Boston. And I think the fact that it's both is a horrible sign for him staying here.
You talked about at the very top of the show some of the quotes that he gave about not committing to being here.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about some of the quotes in this Ringer story that I think illustrate
why
he might not be? Let's go straight to the KD rumor stuff.
Okay.
Because I found that fascinating.
So let's do this here. Is coexisting with Tatum. You know, he had already been asked, will he commit to wanting to play with Tatum? And he already cited, as we read earlier in the show, Michael Jordan playing for the Wizards. The best players don't always finish their career. He says in the Ringer, Brown says he's been able to coexist with Tatum where it matters most.
It takes sacrifice.
Basketball. That's where we find common ground, on the court. Basketball is the greatest teacher and the greatest equalizer as well. A lot of people, fans, are fascinated with our relationship and how that's developed and grown over time. He's got fans within the Celtics fan base. I got fans within the Celtics fan base. And I think our fans have more of a hard time coexisting than me and him do. We never had an argument. I don't think we've ever had a real argument or a fight. Nothing crazy like that.
Okay, so it's not really about his personal relationship with Tatum. It's what happens after this.
Well, I understand. It doesn't quite sound like they're super close, though. Like, they get it. The first thing he says is basketball. Like, are we friends, or do we just, you know, communicate over basketball? Smart expands on that. He says Brown and Tatum are probably better friends than most in the league that people don't really understand. You might not see them talk to each other a lot in person, but that doesn't mean they ain't talking. You know what I'm saying? Because not everything's supposed to be for everybody. So, okay, we don't see them talking. Maybe they talk more than we see them talking. The collaboration between Brown and Tatum nearly ended last July when Kevin Durant requested a trade from the Nets. The Celtics were among the teams to express interest, reportedly offering a package that included Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and future draft picks. KD and JT are friends. They was working out together and whatnot, Brown says. So I wasn't sure what the energy was. He does like that word.
The energy was going to shift again.
The energy was about to shift again. I wasn't sure what the direction of the organization was. Puzzled, Brown placed a three-way call to Stevens and Tatum, which I find the imagery of that just amusing.
How do, like, I get this darn thing?
Hey, fellas. Jeez, hey, am I on speaker? You guys got me there, Jay Willikers.
I just think of it like in the Mean Girls scene.
Yes.
Where Tatum's like secretly on the other line with Stevens.
Yeah. And it's like, ah, hey, Jay Willikers, you hear what he had to say about you there? Yikes. So
real quick, just before we move on from that, wouldn't, you know, if they were really good friends, wouldn't he not have had to make that call?
Yeah, maybe you got to cut out the middleman. Great point, Arcan. Yeah. They're such good friends, they won't even talk directly to each other on the phone. Puzzled, Brown placed the three-way call. Oh, I just read that. Sorry. And Stevens assured Brown the guard wasn't going anywhere. Brown says, once we all got together and kind of talked it through, we all left on the same page. But the actions that were taking place during that time, it just didn't seem like that was the direction the organization was going in. I don't know. It was hard to tell, at least. So that's knocking on the communication that you're discussing there, Mego. I can get into more of this here if you want. You want me to keep going with the trade rumors?
It happened again.
Yep.
I mean, this is what we were talking about just a few minutes ago. So Wick calls Jaylen Brown, to squelch any fears he might have had that he's being traded for Durant again. And the writer here for The Ringer writes, the nearly endless cycle has left some scars. Brown generally doesn't trust easily. And now that extends to his relationship with the Celtics. He said it's hard coming into teams and organizations and being warm. They operate on different principles, I think. This is an organization. They took it at it as a business where they'll tell you one thing and behind closed doors, they'll say another and they'll just trade you off, tell you we love you, and they'll be like, we're going to trade them next week. I think that's just how the business is run. Like, where I'm from in the South, if you don't come through the front door, it's considered disrespectful. I feel like a lot of times when you deal in these corporate spaces, everybody wants to come through the back door or come through on an angle.
So this is where I do have a little bit of an issue with him. And, like, different organizations are more trustworthy. And, like, I don't know, I hear that and think Danny Ainge, like, where he'll tell you one thing to your face and then do another. And Ainge isn't here anymore.
You want to get traded to Utah there, Jalen?
Right. But, like, Jalen, it's the NBA.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The guys you're in trade rumors for mostly are better than you. Not all of them, but, like, mostly are better than you. And, like, way back when, Jimmy Butler was a lot better than you and might still be better than you. You know? Paul George, same thing. Like, some of the names you've been involved with, I just don't get getting that bent out of shape out of it over it. Now, the Celtics can be better with their communication. And it sounds like that's a problem with Jalen Brown. But to me, it's like, what kind of business do you think you're in? Yes, you're not the best player on the team. They're trying to get the best fit with Jason Tatum. You guys had underachieved for a few years in a row before you hit your stride in the middle of last season and got to an NBA Finals. They were trying to get a better fit with Tatum. And you can take it personally if you want, but that is the league. Like, I don't know that you're going to find a better situation elsewhere when it comes to that sort of thing, unless you just want your own team. If that's what you want, the Celtics can't give that to you. So that's also kind of not their fault. They can't make the team yours. Tatum's better than you.
Right, but they can give you a slice of it. And I think that's what he's asking for. And I think that since Ime Udoka has left, he hasn't felt that way. And this is when we talked weeks ago. We talked about the interview with Wick and Greg Hill in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Wick saying, I called him myself. And we talked about that. And I said, it sounds to me like he needed extra reassurance because he doesn't trust Brad anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talked to Brad. Now we see he talked to Brad last summer and Brad's like, don't worry about it. You're not going anywhere. And then the rumors surface again and Stephen A. is going on different ESPN shows and saying at the end of just every quote, Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown.
Just throwing Jalen Brown in there. Yep. And Jalen Brown is like, you know what? I got to go even higher up the ladder because I can't. Because Brad told me this wasn't going to happen again, and here we are again. It's just a lack of trust throughout.
Yeah, on the phone, I'm hearing Boston is making some calls. Keep your eye on that. Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown.
Mm.
They wouldn't be doing their job if they didn't make some calls. You know, I'm sorry.
Like, I agree.
That's the other part of this, is that Jalen Brown's acting like this isn't a league with teams, and it's like it's all about him. Like, eventually you have to realize you're an employee, you know? And this is the way that it works. Guys get traded every day. You know, it's a unfortunate part of the business, especially if you really like where you are. But it doesn't even seem like he really likes where he is.
No.
Like, if you got traded, would that be so bad? Like, what, you know? Like, I'm struggling to figure it out.
I think it would be really bad for the Celtics.
Depends who they got back.
Well.
I think in almost every case at this point,
now,
it would be really bad
for
the Celtics.
This is why I think they missed the window to trade him. I got to be honest. I think they missed their window. You missed your opportunity to get the most for Jalen Brown. Now you've strung it out and stuck them together, and you know what? He doesn't like it. There were warning signs he didn't like it for a while. You missed your window. You could have had Kevin Durant. I know he's hurt right now. You could have had him.
I don't want Kevin Durant.
Years ago, I think I'd rather have Kevin Durant than Jalen. I would. Even right now, it's like Jalen's healthy, but he's not happy, and the team is circling the toilet. So, like,
and he's probably going to leave.
I think you missed your window. That's what I think. 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So this is a very unique situation. You have a guy who's not happy. He's making a known. And I don't blame him for that because, you know, when you make it sound like one player is your whole team, you're putting the other players at risk of at some point being upset and losing them. This is the same scenario. I'm not comparing. You had the same issue with Jordan and Scottie Pippen. You know, Jordan was what he was, but he had a lot of help. He wouldn't have been the Jordan that he was if he didn't have those guys.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Jalen Brown for wanting to move on.
Yeah, at least Scottie Pippen waited until they were like four or five championships in. Like, at least Scottie Pippen waited until they actually, you know,
rode that wave for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fine. It got bad at the end. That's like Brady and Belichick. Like, it got bad at the end. They did get through six championships. So, like, you know, at least they made it into winning a couple before they started ripping the team apart. Mike's in Framingham. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
You can say that Brown isn't the best player, but for the last month, Brown's been the best player. And even throughout the year, he's far more consistent than Tatum, who disappeared in the finals last year and has suddenly disappeared in the last two or three weeks.
So trade Tatum.
That's my first comment.
So
I think Tatum is a little overrated.
So trade Tatum then, Mike?
I would have traded Tatum instead of Brown, quite frankly, to Durant, but that's me.
Okay. Mego, you're frowning over there.
I don't like that. Come on. What are we talking about, trade Tatum? Get out of here. Don't trade either of them. Why are we back here? How did we get back here?
Well, because Jalen's not happy. What do you mean, how are we back here?
How did we get back here?
What
how
are you
did
talking
you
about?
Let Jalen get this unhappy is my point. This is your job. You have two young stars. Do you know how lucky you are to have two young stars?
They only talked
about
having they talked
one
about,
of them be this unhappy that he's popping off to the ringer in the
he's
New
this
York
upset.
Times?
He's this upset about being in a trade rumor for Kevin Durant?
I don't think it's just the trade rumors.
Kevin Durant's and all. What else is it then?
Okay. What did we talk about yesterday for like 45 minutes?
The city.
No, we didn't sit here and talk about the city. We talked about how Jason
Oh, last shot
Tatum,
and all that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Why
fine.
Can't he get a play drawn up for him? Look, I have sat here just as much and made fun of Jaylen Brown's handle. And like the turnovers are ridiculous. How he dribbles off his toes and everything. But he has a real value to this team,
you think
this
if they
franchise.
Gave him a, you think if they gave him a few more shots at the end of games, he'd be happy and
yes.
not want to get traded?
No.
I don't either.
I think it would help.
It's
oh,
deeper
what?
Than that.
Oh, what? You
it
think
might,
he's just going to be perpetually disgruntled because he got booed the first night he came here?
Yeah. I think he's pretty much been disgruntled since he got here. Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. He doesn't like being in all these trade rumors. He thinks he's better. Look, he's really good. He is. He's way better than I ever thought.
You know who else got really pissy about being in the trade rumors?
Who?
His best friend, Mr. Celtic, Marcus Smart.
Yep.
Now he doesn't want to play anywhere else ever. Like, Marcus Smart is Mr. Celtic. He, like,
adores
Marcus, the Celtics.
Marcus Smart can't go to some other team and be the man.
Yeah.
The difference.
I don't think Jaylen Brown can either.
Sure he could.
I don't know.
He definitely
could. You're the one who wanted to start the Jaylen Brown MVP chance on your birthday.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I have no recollection
that
of that whatsoever.
You
either way.
All in hand.
You turned to me and you said, next time he goes to the line, we're going to chant MVP. And I said, I'm not.
I don't know if I'd say.
Did I actually do it?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd cite Marcus Smart as being like the happiest camper either. Like, I don't know if that's a great person to cite.
He's someone fully dedicated to the franchise.
Hold on. You think Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, if they went off to their own teams, that they'd be like the same? Like, Jaylen Brown wouldn't be the star of his team?
No, but I don't think Jaylen Brown
could be a star on a team?
Is a number one on another team. What not a good team.
Jaylen Brown wants out. What do the Celtics do? What do you do? How do you fix it? Do you give him more shots? Do you never talk about trading him ever again? And can you put the toothpaste back in the tube? Because it feels like he's gone. And I think he's gone this offseason. Forget next year. If they don't win a title, and they're not going to, he's gone.
Oh, now they're not winning the title?
No, I don't think so. Do you?
That's it. No more Celtics talk. Yeah. They're not even going. They're not even making it past the first
do
round.
Do you think they're winning the title?
They still can win the title.
Do you
yes.
think they are?
Probably.
Probably yes.
Yes. That what day is it?
That
it's,
didn't sound. That
it's
didn't
May.
Sound. That did
it's
not sound
March.
Confident.
What is it? It's May 21st?
It's March 21st.
That did
I
not
mean,
sound
March
confident.
March 21st? What day is it? Where am I?
It's
what planet
Tuesday.
Is
what
this?
Year is this?
So anyway, I mean, look, what year is it? Jaylen Brown's demanding trades, it feels like. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
This now is a moment of truth or moments of truth for Joe Mazzulla. Like, yeah. Joe Mazzulla did a phenomenal job to start this season. He took over under the most trying of circumstances, where he had to take over a team that was in flux, that was dealing with a coaching change, and he kept the trains running on time. This is adversity, maybe the biggest adversity the Celtics have faced all season long, and Joe Mazzulla now needs to navigate this team out of it. He's got to get in their heads in the locker room. He's got to get Grant Williams' head right. He's got to get Rob Williams back on the floor. Look, Rob Williams, I'm sure, is legitimately injured. No, it's your boy. He's legitimately injured. But, Chris, how many times last year did Ime Udoka find creative ways to call Rob Williams soft? And that paid off at the end of the year because Rob Williams was playing through pain all throughout the playoffs last year. Rob Williams needs to get out there on the floor as soon as possible. He needs to stay out there on the floor because without him, they have no chance of beating any of the top-tier teams in the Eastern Conference.
Chris Mannix, earlier this month on NBC Sports Boston, we played that for you at the time, and I think it's relevant now. Because Rob Williams is expected to make his return tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. And it's Jones and Mego with Arkin as we come up on 3 o'clock here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls momentarily. 617-779-7937. A lot of you waiting patiently on Jaylen Brown, his latest comments to The Ringer, which makes sense, and we'll get to you. But with all the problems the Celtics have, Jaylen Brown not wanting to be with the Celtics, it feels, and I think could be gone as early as this offseason. Derek White not getting fourth quarter minutes. Jason Tatum struggles since the All-Star break. Joe Mazzulla can't coach. Grant Williams in the doghouse. Like, all these things. Rob Williams, we think, is coming back. He's off the injury report. How big of a problem is Rob Williams and his, well, I don't know, availability and his wanting to be on the court? Like, does he want to be out there? Does he want to play? How big of an issue is that for the Celtics?
It's a big concern short-term and long-term. I think that's why I'm so focused on it, because a lot of the questions that us and reporters have had for Wick, for Joe Mazzulla, the answers come back to Rob Williams. Oh, well, our rim protection is going to be better with Rob Williams. We're going to have this fixed with Rob Williams.
Scal sites every week to talk to him.
We're going to be on the glass better with Rob Williams. Our defensive rating is going to go up with Rob Williams. But he just, whether it's a pain tolerance thing, I don't trust the Celtics themselves to have my best interest for my long-term career, whatever the reason may be, like, we're at the point where every injury that he has, I'm going, it's going to take twice as long to come back.
Do you think the team's pissed at him that he hasn't come back yet before this game tonight? And is it even official he's playing? I know he's off the injury report, but is it, like, official he's playing?
He's available. I don't know if he's going
to
play.
So I'm assuming he's playing tonight. You think the team's pissed he hasn't come back prior to tonight?
Players on the team or, like, the organization?
The organization.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're getting so close to the end of the regular season, and there's still so many questions with this team. I mean, that's not like an informed yes. That's
no, I'm just asking what you think.
Speculating. Like, I'm frustrated. If I'm a Celtics fan, I'm frustrated that he hasn't been out there, and I understand, like, the playoffs are what matters, but you're in a situation now where things have unraveled so much that it feels like you don't know where this team stands on so many things on the court.
Here's what I think. I think the team is pissed at him. I think he's upset with how they rushed him back last year. Like, he was tough. He came back. He played. They almost won a championship. But I think he looks at it and goes, you guys screwed up my knee. You screwed it up worse than it was. So I'm not rushing back for you. I did that last year, and my knee's not right. I think that's what's going on. I think the team's pissed at him, and he's not happy with the team right now. That's what I think. So quick aside there on Rob Williams, because I find it interesting. He should make his return tonight against the Kings. 617-779-7937. We'll see how he looks. In the meantime, all your calls here on Jaylen. Tim's in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I just want to say, I can't even think straight. Mego, you're 100% right about what you were saying about Brown. Brown, in my eyes, Brown was the most consistent guy last year in the NBA Finals. He's been consistent this year. He's a great player. We can't afford to lose him. Look at Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. Three elite players. They got along great. They did what they had to do to make it happen and gel. These guys got to get together in a hurry. The coach got to do something to help them out, because if not, they're going to go backwards and they're going to be out of the playoffs.
So, Mego, you think if and I would push back. Arkan just said this in my ear. I think he's right. I don't think Ray Allen and Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett got along all that great.
No. I think Pierce and Garnett did, but Allen was definitely not. And also, you don't need to get along to win championships. Shaq and Kobe didn't get along. Fair. You don't have to get along.
Fair. I don't think Ray liked Rondo so much. But anyway, when it comes to the coaching, he brought up the coaching. You think if Udoka's still here, they don't have these problems with Jalen?
I don't think they have the problems to this extent. No. I really do believe that. I think that's the biggest value that he brought to the locker room.
I tend to agree with how you just phrased it. It wouldn't be as, what did you say? It wouldn't be as pronounced or wouldn't be at the same level. I agree with that. I think all these issues with Jalen have been there.
They're always there.
They predated Udoka, but I think they'd be more muted if he were still here. I do agree with you on that. Here's what he had to say to the Ringer on Udoka. He said, I didn't know how to feel. I was a bit shocked, to be honest. It was not the vibe. You know what I mean?
Bad vibes.
Vibes were off, bro.
Vibes were off, bro. Energy was off, as he said earlier. That's the way I always describe it. Just not good vibes. The Celtics have provided little information. This is the author of the story now talking. The Celtics have provided little information about what reports have described as Udoka's improper relationship with a subordinate, attributing his season-long suspension merely to multiple violations of team policies. Udoka has been a candidate for recent head coaching openings in Brooklyn and Atlanta, and Brown hopes his former coach lands on his feet. Quote, I hope Ime's doing well. I haven't talked to him, but I hope he gets another chance coaching again. There were some conflictions on the information that was kind of going around and stuff like that. What does that mean? That has put some dirt on his name. It's a lot. It's very nuanced. So whether you stood on this side or on this side, they were going to find wrong from a coach that I advocated to bring here to Boston. And it's the second time, by the way, that's alluded to in the story. That was alluded to earlier in the story. He says it on the record there. I advocated to bring him to Boston. Yep. I wanted to see him back on his feet here, no matter what it was. I don't think that's the wrong thing to feel. So, like, he's openly questioning Mazzulla. We've been pointing that out for weeks. He's openly questioning Mazzulla. A lot of it goes back to Udoka, it sounds like.
Yeah, and again, I think it goes back to both he and Tatum, but particularly he was consulted, brought to the table about who do you want to be your next coach. They handpicked a guy that they had a relationship with in USA Basketball before he came to the Celtics, had a ton of respect for, and probably felt like they were building something that was going to exist for years and had belief in that.
And they had it rolling. I mean, they were rolling
last
year.
And then it gets ripped apart because of Udoka's own actions, but who says that Jalen sees it that way? As he puts it, it's nuanced. There was a lot of dirt on Udoka's name. And so it sounds like he's actually going again back to the franchise and saying, you know, I set this up. You guys asked for my help. Yeah. And I think I put a really good guy in charge in terms of
his basketball knowledge.
And now he has dirt on his name and I still wanted him back here. Which, by the way, his best friend on the team, Marcus Smart, said essentially along the same lines, the same thing. When Udoka went up for the Nets job in the fall, Smart was like, wait, he's not coming back? I mean, that does raise a lot of red flags about the communication between the players and the front office.
And to that, the comments that he makes about the conflictions about the information that he was getting really jumped out to me, because we just spent time in the last segment talking about how Jalen likes to be more direct in his communication. I don't have any reason to believe this, but I personally believe that Jalen Brown reached out to Ime Udoka and got his side of the story, which is why he has been so very proactive in saying, I hope he lands on his feet. I hope everything works out. He's my guy, essentially, is what he's saying. I 100% would believe if Jalen, on his own, said, all right, you guys are telling me one thing. I'm going to go talk to Ime myself and get the story.
Okay, so all these issues with the Celtics, what's wrong with them? We've been talking about it. Jalen Brown's not happy. That's what's wrong with him. Like I phrased it earlier, as Jalen Brown is the problem. The problem is he's not happy. He doesn't like the city. He doesn't like what's going on with the team. How can the Celtics fix it? Can they fix it? We'll continue to work our way through all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. I asked Mego to commit to the Celtics earlier. She did. I'm out on them and the way they're playing. I don't know how you could be in. We'll continue with our thoughts on that and the latest on Jalen Brown to the Ringer next.
Brian Scalabrine joins Jones and Mego every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market and Dr. Matthew Lepresti at Leonard Hair Transplant. Scal, Wednesday afternoons at 4:30 on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.